CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Victor Davis Hanson, the Hoover Institution, is here. There's a new book. I do not have it. I will get it soon enough, and I'll discuss it with Victor. The Dying Citizen, How Progressive Elites, Tribalism, and Globalization Are Destroying America. The idea of America as well. And ideas depend upon truth statements and statements that can be challenged. Victor, you've written about three in particular, most immediately, that could be the product of what we were just talking about, the universities not being self-aware of their own intolerance. First of all, January 6th, the armed insurrection, you've put it in quotes at the in your presentation, the armed insurrection. It was a disgrace. I objected immediately to this, to the vision, the picture of the stars and bars being waved inside the Capitol. That's a complete nonsense, given what that Capitol stands for, which is the defeat of the stars and bars. And yet, the use of January 6th now has been, well, is it too much to call it weaponized, Victor, what they're doing with
it? No, it was. I think you and I talked about it right after. We deplored the idea the Capitol would be invaded, but all of the details that we were told were factual turned out to be mythical. Almost all. I mean, think of it, John. We were told that it was an armed insurrection led by insurrectionary. They've never found one person who was arrested that was either in the possession of a firearm or used one. They were not armed. We were told they brought in ties to tie up the people in Congress and take them as hostages. The plastic ties somebody found on a desk, and they belonged to the police to tie up the protesters, as you know, that they always carry. We were told that Officer Brian Sicknick was murdered by a Trump supporter that bashed him over the head with a fire extinguisher. And when there was no evidence for that, we were told that he had an allergic reaction to bear spray. And there was no proof for that. We were quietly told a day later he died of natural causes. We were told that there was a violent entry into the Capitol and there was a confrontation and one person had been shot and five had been killed due to the violence. And then only later did we learn that everyone, with the exception of the natural cause death of Officer Sicknick, was a Trump protester. At least they said they were pro-Trump. And it turned out that one of them had died violently, 14 veteran Ashley Babbitt. She was committing a felony, sort of like George Floyd or Dante Wright, and she was shot. She went through a window. There were people there waiting for her in riot gear with automatic, semi-automatic weapons, but an officer shot her, and she was unarmed. And according to the protocol that we're accustomed to in America now, we should have had immediately the information on the officer, his name, his race, his gender, his bio, and some details. It was all squashed. To this day, we don't know that information. There was no public investigation, no trial, nothing. And so that's what we were left with. And we were told, remember in June 6th and 7th of 2020, our retired military came out and said it was tyrannical of the president even to consider sending troops after the burning. And there was not a peep as 30,000 federal troops swarmed the Capitol as if Jubal Early was on the outskirts in 1864 ready to storm it. And it's still ringed with fencing and barbed wire. And they didn't say anything. None of those generals came out and say what we said about our fears of militarization of the police and of society at large and using the military against civilians applies both to people who oppose Donald Trump and people who support him. They could not do that. They haven't done it to this day.
So let me stack up the formula here. You start with an intolerant university environment where young people are trained to question, always question, but you're not allowed to question the narrative of the left. You then go to the big lie that you've just illustrated and on the January 6th event, and the result is complete alienation of the public from the national media.
Yeah, there's a lot of people, a lot, I think the majority, that don't turn on the network news. They don't read the New York Times. They will not listen to NPR. They do not watch PBS News. And that extends to these other institutions. They will not turn on an NBA game and a Major League Baseball game. They do not want to be lectured by multimillionaire leisured athletes who can't give the dignity of, you know, spending 2 minutes to salute the flag. Same applies to the NFL. They cannot stand CEOs, Coke, Delta, Major League Baseball CEO, that lecture them that they're illiberal because they require the same type of ID to vote as you would to get on an airplane or, you know, go to a corporate board meeting. So they just don't say anything, John, but they just sort of say, check, that one's gone. And it's kind of a monastery of the mind. They're just divorcing themselves from the popular culture. They don't listen to certain types of music. When they hear it, they want it turned off, or they don't go to the movies anymore. They will not go to the theater and watch a new Hollywood production because they can write the script after about a minute and they know where it's going.
All right. With less than a minute, as I asked you about the campus, was the university aware of what's happened? Then I take it that the major media is not aware of what's happening, that we've turned away from them. They don't know it. 30 seconds.
They know it, but they feel that corporate America needs court gestures. So all of these companies, Chris Cuomo is not doing well ratings wise, but it doesn't really matter. And if somebody in NPR doesn't have good ratings, it doesn't really matter because their sources of income are not predicated on the market. The people say we need these people and we'll pay and subsidize their mediocrity because we agree with them.
Victor Davis Hanson of the Hoover Institution. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.